I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Spring has sprung, and we're looking at fresh green shoots that are sparkling in our gardens, coming up through the cold earth to the light of the sun. But, you know, it doesn't just happen in a vacuum. When something sprouts, it's because it's got roots, roots that go down into the earth. Now, human beings have roots, too. We have these roots that come out of the bottom of our feet, right in the center, right in the arch. And there's one root that's like a tap root at the front of the ball, and then one root that's a tap root at the back by the heel. And then right in the center of your arch, there's like 25 or 30 roots that come down. And those roots actually go down into the sacred anatomy. They go into the axis chakra and down. Now, the axis chakra is about 24 inches beneath your feet. So it takes it into the earth. But guess what? The sacred anatomy makes it sure that you're not grounding into the earth. You're actually grounding into your own sacred anatomy. You're grounding into your subtle self. So that if you go up in a 100-story building, you take your sacred anatomy with you and you're grounded. If you go up into an airplane, you take your sacred anatomy with you and you're still grounded. If you're shot into outer space, you continue to stay grounded if you're grounded into your subtle anatomy consciously. So you and I have an option. We have an option of being a little sprout that doesn't have much in the way of grounding, maybe a tiny little root that doesn't keep that sprout safe so that it grows into a redwood tree. No, it could be something that would just fall by the wayside. Or we can be the kind of a sprout that's got deep roots that go down and that anchor us into our own subtle and sacred self. So think in terms of pulling your own roots out. Kick off your shoes right now and stick your light fingers into the bottoms of your feet. Take one foot at a time and scrape like you're scraping through the ice on a windshield and just bring those roots down, down, down. Tug them down and send them into the axis chakra, 24 inches below your feet. Just tell them to go there. So use your intention to extend light fingers. Use your intention to grab those roots and then tug them out of your feet. Take a deep breath and then use your intention to send them into the axis chakra where they will continue to root into your subtle anatomy. You know, the thing about being rooted and being grounded is that it enables us to walk through the world and not be blown away and blown over by the slightest little trauma. It helps us to be stronger. It helps us to be more capable of encountering difficulties, of watching the TV news and experiencing what is happening in our world sometimes, which is so, so painful. But if you're grounded, you can take in the information and see it for what it is, not turn it into a trauma for yourself. Unfortunately, a lot of people, as they study unusual or spiritual concepts, become overly vulnerable, and they become extremely open to all kinds of energies. And slowly over time, they become less and less capable of being in the world. And that's why I teach people to use the subtle anatomy. Because if you learn how to use the sacred and subtle anatomy, not only are you going to be grounded and anchored into yourself, but you are going to be able to be in the world as a strong advocate for true spiritual strength and stamina. So your sprout will be able to grow into a tall and beautiful tree that spreads its branches, opening its arms to life and vitality. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.